Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
And welcome to the Mediums and Messages show on Signs of Life Radio. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you might notice that I'm not Joe Peretta. And Joe couldn't make it this evening, so I'm stepping in. I think this might be the only show in my 20 years that I have not hosted. So you may not, you may be surprised to see me. For those who don't know me, I'm Bob Ginsberg. I am not a medium. I have no mediumistic ability. I've written books about mediumship, but I have no ability on my own.
You think you don't.
Yeah, I think I don't. Fortunately, we have Laura Worcester with us. What can I tell you about Laura? You know, it seems like only yesterday that I just met you, but you've been here a long time already. you became a seasoned medium. Laura is the host of her own show podcast called The Intuitive Life, and it's on mindspottyspirit.fm. You can find a link to her show on her website, which is Laura Worcester, WOOSTER.com. Laura's studied extensively in the U.S. and the U.K. She's obviously a certified medium of Forever Family Foundation. She's an ordained spiritualist minister in the Journey Within Spiritualist Church. Some of that may sound familiar to many of you because quite a number of our mediums have gone that route, and including the founder of the church, Janet, you know, Nohavik, who was a certified medium, is now in the next world. So Laura, she does private readings. She does, workshops. I know I'm going to see her next weekend at, our retreat in Connecticut.
Yep.
I just wanted to mention that, for those of you who, have unfortunately lost a child, our October retreat in California, which is going to be for only, parents who have lost, you know, children, still has seats available. So you can go on our website and check that out. Laura, thanks so much for being here. Now, I know the format of the show, my job is easy. You would try to just keep me, your job, you know, not so much. Do you, before we get started, I mean, do you find it, mediums tell me different things. Do you find it difficult in this kind of a format doing, you know, short readings on the radio? Is it just the same as everything else?
It's the same as everything else, you know, whether it's a person or, it's all good.
And what about the people that say, because we get that question often, and so do you, that readings via, you know, the internet are not as strong as in-person readings? I mean, I know how I would answer that, but how would you answer it?
Oh, I think they can be just as powerful because energy is energy, whether they're in the physical space or not.
You know, right.
Very much.
Well, I agree. You know, I mean, when you think about it, we're communicating with people in another dimension. So what does a couple of feet or a couple of thousand miles mean when you're communicating across dimensions?
Exactly.
So in this format of the show, people can call in with either a question or to request a reading. I'm going to go out on a whim and say most people are going to want readings versus have a question, but feel free either way. The number here is 888. Let me put on my glasses to see. 888-627-6008. Bear in mind that, the radio station at BBS has a limited number of phone lines. It's just the way it is. So we apologize if you can't get through. But that's what happens, I mean, we just keep trying. All right, so I think we're having, some phone issues right now.
Yes, Mercury retrograde has it too.
Yes.
Yeah, fully
All right. Well,
expect
yeah, I
that.
know. Do you? I know Tom, our producer, will let us know when he's able to put through the calls. But do you? People say that to you a lot. Do you find that, like, in doing your readings? Like, I assume people can record the readings when you do private readings. Does that often come up with electrical problems and?
It can, absolutely. Yeah,
Yeah,
those connections can definitely throw things off electronically.
that seems to be, when we were conducting the medium certification, process, that happens a lot. All right, so let's see. The callers are lining up, so let's go. First, we have Dawn Marie from Kentucky. Hi,
Hi.
Dawn Marie.
Hi, Don. Hi, Don
How are
Marie.
you? Hi. Hi, Dawn Marie. You're on, and Laura Worcester's here. Did you have a question or like a reading?
I would like a reading, please.
Okay.
Okay.
It says soul reading. So when you say soul reading, do you mean more of like an intuitive reading about your life? Maybe some insight around that?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay, great. Just wanted to validate that for you. So typically when I do soul readings for people, I will tune into your aura and I can see people's auras, even though I can't see you physically. Once I hear your voice, I can see your aura and the colors in your aura. And the colors in your aura are frequency and vibration, right? So colors are frequency and vibration. That's how it comes across. And what this does, it shows me what your strengths are, what your challenges might be, and what your immediate challenges might be as well. So does that sound okay? Can I go into that?
Yes, you can.
Okay, great. And just for sake of time too, is there any particular areas of your life that you'd like some insight on?
My future and the present time.
Okay, that's a lot we could cover.
All in one, right?
So let me see. I'm just going to take a moment, just kind of tune in. And oftentimes when I do kind of look into your aura, it'll tell me a little bit about what you are focused on right now. But what I'm seeing right now, obviously, you're listening to a medium podcast. But I will tell you what I'm seeing around you is definitely a strong interest in spirituality. And obviously you're listening to this, so there's going to be, but I'm definitely seeing it around you. So this might be something you've been doing on, kind of interested in long term, maybe doing a lot of reading or listening related to this subject matter, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because it's like really strong with you. The other thing too that I'm seeing with you as well, I'm curious if you have some experience being a teacher in some way or something like teaching in some way where you're guiding people into doing something. So I'm seeing that around you a bit. But it's almost like you stepped away from it though. So does that make sense as well?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. And I just kind of get a sense of turning away from that temporarily, and you might be stepping into it again in a different aspect of it or a different way or something else you might be teaching. But you're definitely a strong teacher. Focus for you, and that makes sense, yes?
Yes, it does.
Okay, beautiful. And so the other thing too is I'm also seeing, obviously, a lot of teachers are really strong communicators. But I'm curious, and I hope I'm not getting too personal with you when I say this. There's one aspect I'm seeing about communication with you that there may be some struggles with that right now, more personally though, not professionally or through your vocation, but more personally. There may be some situations where you're trying to work through with communications with somebody around you. Does that make sense as well?
Yeah, I'm struggling a little bit
Okay.
since my mom passed, so
Okay.
and
Yeah, I'm
I've
sorry.
been feeling her presence a lot.
Okay. And so when we're talking about the concern about communication. Do you, is this what you sense is what I'm seeing about this, is that you're struggling with the communication with your mom since she crossed?
Yes,
Okay. All right. I knew it
very
was a
much
family
so.
member. Okay. So I knew there was a family member here. I knew there was something here about you trying really hard to bridge that gap between somebody. And sometimes that can be between someone in the spirit world and someone here. But in either case, that color still looks the same no matter what. So let me just kind of focus in that. I will say that what the way it's coming across, the way I'm seeing it with you, is that it's almost like trying to push a door open too much. I don't mean, I'm going to be really blunt when I say this, and I apologize. I feel like you're trying too hard. And I'm so sorry to say that. Sometimes when it comes to communication to the other side, it helps to kind of be a little bit more open and just kind of let things flow a bit more rather than kind of pushing the door to open to make that communication happen. And I understand why you'd want to do that. But energetically, it's better to just be in a more receptive space. So there might be something to focus on when you want to connect with your mom, is to maybe get in a space of maybe just lighting a candle, putting on some soft music, focusing just on your breath and being fully present, not focused on the outcome of making that connection, but just focusing more on being receptive. And not that you're not receptive, but it's just that your energy needs just to be open just a little bit more. So, but I understand that feeling of like trying to make it happen, if that makes sense. So I hope that helps a little bit with that connection with your mom.
Yes, because
All
it's
right.
going to be a year next month, and
Okay, and I know you said I know
it's
you just said next month would be August, but what's all the con also the connection to the end of October into November as well for your mom?
that's when they diagnosed her with cancer.
Okay, because I was just feeling there was definitely a switch there. There was something there. I didn't know if it was literally the time she transitioned or there was a really impactful time for her. So just as she's coming through here, I feel. She feels very protective of you. I will say that. So I know she must have been like that in life as well. So there's a little bit of anxiety with her. So she feels like a typical mom with the anxiety of like, oh, are you okay? Did you get home okay? Did you eat? Things like that. So I feel like that makes sense with your mom. Yes.
Yes,
Well,
very much so.
thanks to Dawn Marie for calling. We'll have to move on, but and thanks Laura for that.
Thanks,
So,
Dawn Marie.
yes, thank you so much.
thanks. Before we take another call, just on our system, it comes up as soul readings, but when it's really a mediumistic reading, connecting with their loved ones, which you did anyways. Another person, let's go down the line here. We have Nick from Florida on line five who's requesting a reading. Nick, are you there? Or is that
Nikki, looks like
Nikki?
Hey,
Well,
Nick.
I put on my glasses now and it's Nikki. Okay. Hi,
Yeah, you got
Nikki.
the letter.
Hi.
Hi, Nikki. How are you? Thanks for calling. And so now I understand now that
How's
I'm
it going?
looking at that you'll make it get you like a connection with somebody in the spirit world. Does it make sense that you have a father in spirit, Nikki? Okay, so I just get this. I did get a sense of someone very fatherly stepping forward for you, and I'm not sure if my sense here is he's. I always say I'm only 5'3", so everybody feels taller than me. But there's this gentleman steps a little bit closer. He feels there's a lot of that's either height to him physically, that people would have to look up to him physically, or he was a big presence in life. Does this make sense for your dad?
Yeah, he was a big presence in life.
Okay. And he's like, he would walk in a room and a lot of people would turn around and say, and notice him. Because that's the feeling I'm getting, just a larger than life presence with your dad. Does it make sense
Yeah.
as well that he, and I apologize for talking over you. I'm just gonna keep rolling here. And does it make sense as well that either he could not communicate at the end of his life or he didn't have a chance to say goodbye with you?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So I just get that sense of not being able to respond to the people around me at the time of my passing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I I know that you're not his only child, but I'm also, he's putting a number one with you, which would indicate either you're the firstborn, the only girl, but he's giving you the number one sign. So you understand that as well with your father?
Well, I'm number two, but
Okay. Okay. So there's
can
got to be an
you know
aspect of.
I go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. There seems to be a
I
delay in
wonder
the.
if I can ask him a question about, I need some guidance if
Okay.
that is possible from him.
Okay. Let's look at that. So just for sake of time, what is it that you need some guidance about?
Just where I am in life, and it's a kind of a bit of a trying time, and I want to just ask him and my mom if things are going to be okay, and what is the right next step.
Okay, so let me just see where we're going with this. But I just wanted to clear up one piece of information before we get into your question, because I know we're running out of time here. But does it make sense that you were the one that spent the most time with your parents?
Does it make sense what?
That you spent the most time with your parents of your all your siblings?
No, not physically, but
Okay.
definitely I was very close with them.
Okay, so I remember I did say there was a number one around you, so that could indicate favorite or the one that spent the most time. Okay, so let me just kind of tune into like you're. I know you said you were concerned about things getting better, but for you, and the sense I'm getting here, your mom's coming. I know you told me. I have to validate this that you told me that your mom passed. I didn't say that, okay, but I do know your mom is with your dad, and she's. She feels like she's running circles around you. So, and it's kind of an interesting thing that she comes across that way. So that what that indicates to me is either she was like that in life, or she did a lot of things for you in life that she picked up the slack for you a lot. Not to say that you needed it, but that was just the way she was, the way she was in life. Does that make sense?
She and I were very close,
Yeah.
and so we were always on the same wavelength. So I think maybe what that means is she's like looking out for me, maybe,
Yep.
or she's
Oh, I
like,
just feel she's always making sure
it's a
everything
trying
that's.
time. She's trying to kind of be protective.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like she was doing a lot of things for you. So there's a reason why she's coming through with this, okay? And so there's always a purpose for the reason why they show the way they bring the information through. And this is letting you know that she is helping you, that she is still very present with you and still able to do this from the other side, even if she's not here physically. All right. So when you're asking her to help you in a day-to-day thing, even in the smallest things, she is right there with you. This probably indicates that you are actually always talking to her and asking her for help, even in the smallest things, even like for getting the parking spaces and things like that. So that makes sense with your mom, yes?
I mean, I like to meditate every day, and I feel like that's my connection to her.
Okay,
So
beautiful.
we
So you're
do
always
communicate. I feel like
asking
that.
for. Okay, beautiful. That's a wonderful way to connect with the other side is meditation. But the way that she was bringing that across was just validating for you that she is there to help you even in the smallest things in life. And so it probably indicates that you actually ask her for that help. Okay. So let me see where else is going here with your dad. He's helping you from the other side. I know I have to go through this really quickly. He's helping you the other side with finances because I'm seeing him putting dollar bills in your pocket, symbolically. So he's doing what he can to pull some strings for you here financially. Okay. So I hope that makes sense for you for things that you might need help with right now. Who doesn't need an extra few bucks, right?
Now, tell him I really appreciate his help and my mom's help, and I miss them
Wonderful.
dearly. And all three of us as kids are here together, and it's really nice to be able to communicate with them.
Beautiful. Keep meditating, keep talking to them because they hear you. And they're more present in their lives now from the other side than they would be here in the physical. They're very present. Never doubt that.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Nikki.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care. Okay, let's go to Kathy on line one.
Kathy with the K. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks for calling. Hey, you would like a connection to the
Course.
other side?
Well, as much as yes, I would love a connection to the other side, but I have a question. So maybe the person that I would have wanted to connect with on the other side can help answer the question.
What's your question? We'll see what we can do here.
I would like to know if my daughter is going to be able to have a child.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So when it comes to children coming into the world, the way that I see them, it's almost like seeing like a little angel cherub on people's shoulders. And how far they are from the shoulder tells me a little bit about, the pregnancy journey and the possible time frames as well. I will say, do you mind just giving me a daughter's first name only?
Brittany.
Brittany, pretty name, pretty name. Okay. And she's already had a pregnancy, correct? Because I feel like she had a pregnancy already.
No.
None at all. Not.
I here, not that we know. Let's put it that way. She had an issue where she had a lot of bleeding,
Okay.
and I thought maybe she was having a miscarriage and never knew she was pregnant. She went to the doctor. They said she wasn't pregnant, and they did her HCG levels, and they said that they weren't high enough for her to have for that to have been like a miscarriage. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So I was just getting my symbol for that she's had a pregnancy or there is a pregnancy. So what that could indicate, either she's presently pregnant right now or she had a pregnancy and she wasn't aware potentially, but there's something here about she already had a pregnancy. Now, this little cherub that I was seeing with her, I do see a little one about 12 inches off of her shoulder, which means to me that there's a little soul that is waiting to come into the world, but they're waiting for the timeline here. I feel sooner than later, to tell you the truth. I want to say that we're not talking years and years away here. So typically, if I see someone about that close, we might be talking about a year or so. So,
Okay, well, that would be wonderful. She's been trying for about 3.5 years and
been that long.
hasn't had any luck, and she's had some medical procedures because she had some stuff going on, and they told her after the procedure everything should be fine, but it's been about 1.5 years and still nothing's happening, and she's panicking because she's 38.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, tell her not to panic, and just know that any souls that are meant to be in our lives find their way to us in any way that they shape, any way that they can, any shape or form that they can. So I just my sense here is as I'm seeing this is this little one about 12 inches off of her shoulder, just waiting to come into the world in the way that they're meant to come into the world for her. Okay, so however that
What does
happens,
that mean? What does that mean?
It could indicate that this little one comes into her life in a different in a way that she doesn't expect to.
So not necessarily from her body.
Not necessarily. I can't say that
Okay.
for sure. Yeah, but just know that there's a soul meant to be in her life that's waiting to come into her
Okay.
life at the right
And are
time.
you seeing just one child for her or more than
It's interesting.
one?
I was seeing more than one. I was seeing two, actually. I didn't want to like push the issue here, but yeah, I was kind of
I've
seeing two.
always felt that she was going to have twins.
Yeah, I do feel that I see her being the mom of two, and however she becomes however she becomes a mother figure to someone in this life, my sense here she'll have two in her life that she'll be very motherly to, however that happens. I hope that
Okay.
helps.
Okay, Kathy.
Yeah, definitely,
Thanks
definitely.
for calling, Kathy.
Thank you so much. All
All
right,
right,
thank you.
bye now. So Laura, I mean, that would be an example of a psychic reading, right? I mean, were you getting the information psychically as opposed to from
That's more
somebody in
psychic.
spirit? Yeah.
Absolutely, that was
Right.
psychic. Yeah, if it was coming from the other side, if it was coming from a spirit communicator, I would definitely indicate who it's coming from.
Right.
But that's more of a psychic connection. Yeah.
Right. Okay, we have looks like Angelina from Georgia on line three.
Angelina. Hi, Angelina.
Angela, hi, how are you?
Good, beautiful name. Thank you for being here.
Is it Angelina or Angelia?
Angela.
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 Okay. Okay.
Oh, beautiful name. Angela.
Okay.
Angel.
Angela. Thanks.
Thanks, Angela. So how can I
Thank
help you
you.
tonight? What can we do for you?
A reading, please.
Okay. Would you like an intuitive reading, or would you like a connection to the other side?
Intuitive, please.
Okay. All right. So what I'll do the same thing I did before, is looking at your energy and what does that show me? Now, what that's showing, how interesting. Okay. Very interesting. I wish I could someday, with technology, you'll be able to see what's in my brain to show you exactly what I'm seeing here. Beautiful colors around you. Very interesting. You have a lot of pink around you. Pink energy is very much of compassionate focus. You're very tuned into people's energy. You tend to be very you tend to overgive to others sometimes. Does that make sense, Angela?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I love people who have pink around them, because they truly are some of the most compassionate, loving people. All right. The other side of that color, though, I will say, when I see that beautiful pink color, we tend to be perfectionists with that color, and we tend to be kind of tough on ourselves. Does that make sense as well, Angela?
Absolutely.
Okay, so when I see it as strong as I'm seeing it in the form that I'm seeing it around you, it's a reminder to you to please, please, please have as much compassion for yourself as you have for others, because you give your other people so many breaks, more breaks than you ever give yourself. So it's really, really important for you right now, especially in the next 6 months or so. Now, I'm not predicting anything negative, but I just feel like maybe that you're going to be a bit more tougher on yourself in the next 6 months for some reason, maybe 4 to 6 months. And just remind yourself constantly that you deserve as much compassion for yourself as you do for others. Okay, that's really important. And the other thing too is, beautiful. You're oh my gosh, I could go for a long time with you, Angela. There's a lot here. Some beautiful colors around you. I'm sorry, would you say?
I'm smiling.
Oh, good. Good. I'm so glad you're smiling. You got this gorgeous, gorgeous royal blue around you. And when I see that color, that very much is someone who, knowledge is a big thing for you. Like, you just soak up knowledge left and right, anywhere you can. And you're a natural learner, and you think things through so much, but you're also very natural. You're just a natural learner, soaking up everything. And that makes sense, Angela, correct?
Yes, it does.
Beautiful. Okay. So I could go, like I said, I could go on for a whole hour with you. But just take that little bit of notice, especially over the next couple of months, to be extra, extra compassionate to yourself. Okay.
So I am a nurse, so that just confirms, and I've been having dreams, lots and lots of dreams.
You pay attention to those, because
And
you're highly.
hearing things.
Yeah, you're highly intuitive, so definitely pay attention to those dreams and journal them. There's a lot of information in dreams. Look up Kevin Tedeschi. Kevin Tedeschi, he's got a wonderful book called The Best Dream Book Ever. And that is, like, it's so informative, and there's so much, like, there's like little treasures in every dream. And and if you learn how to interpret your dreams will give you so much information. It's wonderful. So I hope that helps.
Okay. It does. And I
Okay.
do have one question. Is there
Sure.
anyone that you see that may be around me? Any spirits that may be around me?
Yes, there's one person that I'm seeing, and I have to do this really quick, but there's one woman that's around you. She feels, I almost thought she was your mom at first, but she feels more like potentially like your mom's sister, an aunt, or somebody who. So I'm seeing her off to the side of the family tree. So that sometimes means like an aunt, or someone very much like an aunt to you. And I feel very motherly with her and you. So does that make sense? You have a someone who is very much like an aunt to you in spirit?
I do have that. No,
Okay.
she's not in spirit. No, she's not in spirit. She's
Mm.
still alive.
No, this would be someone in spirit that I'm connecting with. And I know this was a very
My
short illness.
spirit. My mom is in spirit. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. And this, if this is your mom, because I have to say, the way she's coming through, she feels a little bit to the side of the family tree. So oftentimes that indicates really the type of relationship you had with her. So sometimes, does it make sense that in some way it's almost like your mom grew up with you? Does that make sense? I know we have a delay.
Yes.
Okay. And
Yes.
you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Because she's coming through, like she's coming through more. Sometimes an aunt feels more sisterly than motherly, and so she's coming through a bit more sisterly. So I know that this a lot of times when a mom comes through sisterly, it's like she's someone that you grew up together, okay, in a sense, and so much love coming from her. And I'm curious if she passed around a birthday or her birthday. I feel like a birthday and a passing is in a similar time frame. Does that make sense as well?
Not in the same time frame,
Okay.
but her diagnosis and her birthday are about the same time frame.
Same time. So okay. So she had a big life change around the time of her birthday. Okay, and I do feel like this was a short-term illness. Like I almost feel like it was caught late or something, or was diagnosed late. You understand that as well?
Yes, I absolutely do.
Okay, so much love and love coming from your mom, and you've got her eyes. Just know you have her eyes. She's very proud of that. She's very proud of that, and that makes sense. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And just know every time you look in the mirror and see your own eyes, you're looking at your mom as well. And just know she's that close to you. She's that close to you all the time. Alrighty. And she's thanking you for the gosh, I know I have to go super quick. There's so much I can go do with you, Angela. One last thing from your mom. She's thanking you for the flowers, but they look like wildflowers. They look like wildflowers. Does that make sense? Okay, beautiful. All right. Well, lots of love from your mom. I wish I could do more, but just know she's absolutely around you, and just you keep your chin up, she says.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Angela. Have a
And
good
thank you for
evening.
your service being a nurse. That's not the easiest job in the world. It truly is an act of service. Thank you, Angela.
Okay, I don't know what it is, but we seem to be staying on the East Coast tonight. So what's now we're going to go to New York to Charles from New York on line 4. Hello,
Okay.
Charles.
Good evening, Robert and Laura. Thank you so much. I'm grateful to be part of the show tonight.
Hey, Charles. Thank you
Pleasure to
for
have
calling.
you.
How
Were
can you?
you looking for a reading?
An intuitive reading. I'd be happy to, receive whatever is given. And I'm wondering if I may sort of focus on travel between now and the end of the year, and whether health issues and those kinds of personal things will pop up and get in the way.
Okay. All right. All right. So let me just take a moment here. So there's something about, okay, interesting. Okay. It's a lot. Well, okay, there's a lot we could go in with you, Charles, too. So let's see where we can go with this. I do see you packing your bags for a trip. So I do believe that there's a really good chance that you're going to be taking on some travel coming up, before the end of the year. The one thing that I'm seeing here is health-wise for you. Again, it's not a prediction. I feel like you've already kind of dealt with this a little bit, or something that's already been a part of your experience recently. But does it make sense that you're dealing with some respiratory situations or a focus on respiratory health right now?
The respiratory, heart, the close.
Okay. Okay, so I was just feeling there's a lot of focus on that, and just by continuing to manage that, I don't see that completely. I'll be honest, I don't feel that completely going away and just like disappearing and not having to worry about it. But But manage your, the focus or the road that you're on towards managing this, or the road that you're taking towards managing this, and the focus of that is going to help you be able to travel. Okay. I don't see you going away for 3 months at 3 weeks at a time or something like that. You might have to, keep it a little on the shorter side. But I do see you traveling though. So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you. And
Wonderful. Is it? Is,
see anything similarly for my wife since we've been traveling together?
Oh, good. I hope you travel together. That would be great. The one thing I'm seeing with her, I know this is fairly common, actually. Just make sure that she finds a really good pair of shoes, like something that's really, I don't care about style with her. I want comfort and practicality with her shoes. Okay. That's going to serve her so much more than anything on her travels. Is that something that's been a concern for her?
She likes her shoes, but she does have practical, comfortable shoes, but she also
Okay.
has very stylish shoes,
Yeah,
which
I would.
she loves to wear when we're away.
Yeah, just remember, I'd make sure she kind of, whenever she can wear the more practical, that would be better for her. I'd rather her be more comfortable.
And I just wanted to mention one other thing. What I'm asking about is multiple trips between now and the end of the year.
Oh, well, like three
It's not
trips?
just one, more.
More than that. Wow.
And some of them are longer than 3 weeks.
Yeah, I would say if you had to take stock of everything, of all the different trips that you're looking at, and if something needed to be kind of scaled back a little bit, I'm not saying you should or have to, but if you were considering doing that, maybe keep it within a 3 week time frame if you can. That's what I'm picking up around that. So I hope that
Thank
helps.
you. Thank you. We have in mind four trips during the balance of the year, if that
Really?
helps you at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing three. I'm
Three.
seeing three for whatever reason.
Okay.
And I will say there's, and I'll end on this. One of those trips may, the decision not to go on one of those trips, or a rescheduling of one of those trips may have nothing to do with you whatsoever. It may have something to do with outside sources. Okay, so I hope that helps.
One of them was canceled a short time of a short time ago.
Really? Okay, and it
So
was
I
not.
think you picked up on.
Okay.
Okay,
Yeah.
well, thanks, Charles.
Thanks, Charles.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Robert.
All
Thanks,
right.
Laura,
Happy travels.
thank you. I wish all of the listeners a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank
Same
you.
to you. Same to you. Okay, we're going back to Georgia. We're going to speak to Thelma. Thelma on line two. Hi, Thelma.
Hello, how are you doing?
All right,
Good.
and you?
How can I help you
I'm
tonight?
fine, thank you. An intuitive reading.
Okay, great. Great. Seems everybody wants to know about the
Thelma, when you say intuitive reading, are you talking about a connection with a loved one, or something more that relates to your life?
Well, if it's possible, could it be both? But more so with my life.
Okay. Let's see. I will say, I feel like your dad's coming in though, so that makes sense. Your father's on the other side, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I just want to start off there because because I feel a dad kind of coming in really close to you right now. But you have does it make sense though that there you that in a sense you had two dads or somebody else who was like a father to you as well?
No.
Okay. I got two dads coming through for you. If you're married, I might have your father.
It could have been my ex-husband, he was 10 years older, so it could be him.
But did you know his dad, your father-in-law?
No.
Okay. But you know he's crossed though, your father-in-law, your ex-father-in-law, I should say.
Yes, I never met him. He crossed over before I even met my husband.
Okay. So I could sit with you for a long time on this, but I'm going to look at your life information here first, okay? But just know I know I've got a dad coming through for you. I just want to make sure that you knew that. The one thing I'm seeing this is so cool. All right. And I'm going to be really quick with this. I got to say for you that Thelma, you're editing yourself way too much when you're talking to people. There's a lot more you need to say to people, or you have to, there's you're holding back too much. There's some things that need to be said. Some things need to come off your plate here, as far as some information that needs to be shared with people. It's more of like clearing the air with somebody. Does that make sense? Are you holding back a bit on, are you kind of like walking on eggshells around somebody?
Yeah.
Okay. And so my sense here as I sense this around you that I'm curious if your birthday just happened or you're going to be having your birthday shortly. Does that make sense?
No, I was born in February.
Okay. Okay. So let me see. Okay, so that might be it might be correlating with the person that you need to do this with, if that makes any sense. Does that make sense with the birthday that either just happened or we're just coming up to the birthday?
It's coming up.
Okay. All right. So that might be where we're going here. My sense here with you is that very much this year for you, coming up into especially to your next birthday in February, is a focus on what you need to say to people and to not hold it back so much. Like there's things that need to be said. You're playing it way too safe as far as walking on eggshells with people. Your voice needs to be heard more. Just and not only with just that potentially that relationship or connection that you're holding back a little bit on, but other things as well. So energetically, I'm just seeing you holding back a lot. And sometimes it's a real necessity to hold back, just for the sake of peace and everything. But in this case, I'm feeling like it's not helping you. Okay. So I know that's short and sweet, but I hope it's validating for you in some way.
It
Okay.
is.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you, Thelma. Thank you. I know it's really quick, but there you go.
Okay, thank
And
you.
you were saying my dad is coming through?
Yeah, I did feel your father coming through. Does it make sense with your dad that there was a cardiac situation with your dad or a compromised heart condition?
Yes, it did.
Okay. And I know you're not his only child. But I'm curious if you were the firstborn. I'm seeing a number one, just like the other caller as well. Does that make sense why he'd be putting one around you or acknowledging you as number one?
I was a second child,
Okay.
but I was not the favorite.
Okay. Not the, you're
I
saying not the.
mean, he made no difference. He did not make difference in us at all that we knew of. He did a lot of things for all of us. He was a
Okay.
number one dad.
Okay. I just feel like he wants to put extra attention on you. Not that, not necessarily that he's worried about you or anything, but this may have been there's I know you said he didn't pick favorites, but my feeling here is that he may have with you. And I will leave that with you to decide if that rings true to you or not. But do you think you could accept a little bit of that?
I can.
Okay, good. Good.
I
Yeah, as you
can.
should. Okay. Wonderful. So a lot of love coming from your dad. All right. And thank you for the prayers and the candle for him.
I will.
All right. Does that make sense?
He was a
You
good dad. He was a
beautiful.
fantastic dad.
Good. Okay. I didn't quite catch that, but I'll take that.
Okay.
I said he was a fantastic dad.
Yes. And you did, but you do candle, you light candle, a candle for him?
I will.
You will. Okay. All right. I was
And
curious
as a
if you
matter
were
of fact,
going to.
his birthday was Wednesday. His birthday, he just celebrated his birthday was Wednesday.
Okay. Oh, beautiful. Okay. So that might be the reason why the candle's showing up. Okay. Wonderful. All right. Thank you so much, Thelma.
Okay, thank
right,
you.
thank you.
Okay,
Fast and Furious, isn't it?
you need a drink of water?
I do. Get it right.
Was going to offer you one, but it's difficult.
Some
Okay,
say technology will do that.
we're going to go to Jane from Texas.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hello. Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
Jane, and you want a connection with
Yes, can you
spirit?
hear me?
Hi.
Yes,
Yes.
I do.
Okay, wonderful. So, Jane, oh my goodness. Okay. So, how interesting. Okay. I've got I have a feeling it might take a moment to figure out who this is. I have a woman coming
Okay.
through. She feels like she's either contemporary to you, like she's to your side. So a lot of times it's someone that's more contemporary to the person I'm speaking with. So it could be a really close friend or a sister or somebody like that. That makes sense for you. You have someone like that on the other side.
No, that does not.
Okay, I had a feeling you're going to say
Not contemporate,
that.
no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can validate this for you. So I have a woman coming through. She does. I'm not entirely sure she's family. She doesn't feel blood related to you. She might be a little bit older than
Okay.
you. Don't feel like she's a, she might be similar generation but older. And I also feel
Okay.
like there was like two diagnoses with her, or two different types of diagnosis. Like she was diagnosed with, it feels like cancer, but then what took her over was something completely different, almost like pneumonia or COVID or something. Does this, any of this make sense for you at all, for someone that you're aware of?
I could be, maybe.
Okay, maybe it's a possibility here. Okay. Sometimes we're the messenger for somebody else, even if you're looking for a particular person, you might end up being the messenger for someone. So does that make sense that this is like somebody else's person?
It could be, yes.
Okay. And I feel like as they come through here, there's a reason why they're coming through today. And I want to acknowledge either there's like a newborn baby, or there's a new like a big change in like a big change in the family of her family. There's something here about a congratulations. So I'm curious if it's a baby or a marriage or something. There's something like a big life thing that's happening here that they want to say, I am here, I'm present, I see what's happening. Does that make sense for what you know about who you think this might be?
I'm wondering if it's my husband's deceased twin sister.
Oh,
Would
okay, so
that
she'd be like a sister
kind of
for
make
you.
sense?
Yeah, was she just a little bit older than
Yeah.
you?
Yeah, 10 years.
Okay, well, okay. And you understand, that makes sense. Sometimes I don't see the in-laws, that they
Yeah.
come, it's just more sister. But do you understand why she'd want to come through right now, though, to acknowledge something in the family that she would want to be known that she's celebrating with them?
Well, my husband and I just had another grandbaby, and my husband, that was his twin sister, so I could see her being
Okay.
thrilled
There you
for
go.
him to have another grandchild. Yeah.
Well, let's take that. I will absolutely take that. And how do you connect with the
Yeah.
name? How do you connect with the name Anne? It may not be her name, but it may be someone around her. Do you understand Anne?
The name Anne.
Yes.
I'd have to think about that. Yeah.
Okay, it might indicate someone that's with her. That's my sense, is that she's kind of saying, "Oh, look who else is here." So just know
Okay.
this makes sense. So this would be, she's coming through a message not only for you but for your husband as well. All right. And
Okay.
yeah, that A name keeps coming through. I know there's a strong A name connection with her, but just know she sees this baby
Oh,
and okay.
okay. My mother-in-law's name is Alice, which would be her mother. That's an A name.
Okay, we'll take that. Yeah, the Alice is a tough name for me to
Yeah.
receive from spirit. So a lot of times it shortens up as like Anne or something. So that might be where we're going here, with the acknowledgement of
Okay.
the name. So, but just know there's a little hello from you, which sounds like your sister-in-law, which I thought was a sister to begin with, or a close friend. So,
Yeah.
so I'll leave you with
Okay.
her blessings and congratulations on the grandbaby.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. All right, take care.
Okay, we have about 5 minutes left, so there's time for one more. We have Chester from Florida.
Chester from Florida.
Hello, Chester.
Hello. Hi, Robert.
I only know one Chester in Florida, so I know who
Hi,
this
Laura.
Do we haven't met, have we?
I don't think we've met. I've met Bob before.
Oh, okay. Okay, I don't know if I met you at a retreat or something. All right, how can I help you tonight, Chester?
I was trying to connect with a spirit
Okay.
who passed.
Okay, so let me see who's coming through for you. I feel like, again, I have another female coming through. And I'm curious if with this female that's coming through, I almost thought it was mom, but I don't think it's your mom. This is, I feel like, someone more contemporary to
No.
you. You're looking for mom, a connection with mom?
No, my mom is still alive.
Okay, good. 'Cause I wasn't feeling mom coming through. I was feeling another female coming through, but not mom. Okay. But this would be someone more contemporary to you. Does it make sense that you have someone on the other side who would be to the side of you? Like, so this would be contemporary to you, similar age range. And either this her she passed very quickly or unexpectedly. Do you understand that?
I mean, like my age?
Yes, contemporary to you, yes.
No, I really, honestly, I've been pretty lucky. I don't know too many people that my age that passed suddenly.
I'm glad to hear that. That's wonderful news. That's wonderful. That's really good. Well, okay, let me just see where we're going with this. I feel like there's someone that you know that you, and I do feel like there was an underlying illness here. But she either passed very, it progressed very quickly or unexpectedly, like the way that it transpired or the way it played out. It's almost like a sense of knowing that there was an illness here, but it just progressed much quicker than people expected it to. And you don't have it like a close friend or a cousin or somebody like that.
Not that I could think of, honestly.
Okay, I hate to go in this direction because I don't want to make this fit. Did you know Fran? Okay, Bob, does this make any sense for you with Fran? I don't know all the details about Fran, but does it make sense at all? Any of the details I've already shared?
To be honest with you, I was kind of zoning out, so I didn't hear that. I hear what you said, but
Okay, that might be where we go.
you but you can you give me a just a
I will
quick
repeat. I feel like there was a woman coming through that felt like a friend to Chester. Okay. And this woman coming through, there wasn't definitely an illness or that was coming through that she was dealing with, but either progressed very quickly, and it feels like a runaway train is what it feels like. And all right, so
Yeah, so that I mean, yeah, that's what happened to Fran,
I didn't know. I
quick
don't know all the.
illness, suddenly runaway train,
Okay. All right.
So yeah, that
Well, it's
would that.
possible. And Fran, excuse me, Fran might be coming through because we went to a retreat once and we did the maze. And we came out and she said, I've never felt such powerful energy coming out of you, like whatever you were praying in there. And I never forgot that. So it's possible it could be Fran.
Right. Well, it could be. And it's interesting that you say that because that's why I asked in the beginning, did we meet at a retreat, a Forever Family retreat? Because I felt like there was some kind of connection to a Forever Family retreat. So this might be the reason why that I was picking up on that potential there. So this and interesting enough, earlier today, I had something told me that Fran might come through. I said, why would she, she can come through to anybody. Why would she come through tonight? Right? Because you guys know so many mediums. And this would be a very sneaky way to come in without me
Well,
realizing.
that's the way she would do it, when it's least expected. Well,
Wonderful.
Chester, I hope to see you soon. Unfortunately, we've reached the end of our allotted time. Be well.
All
Laura,
righty. Well,
all right, take
David,
care,
always
Chester.
appreciate the Thursday night listening in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chester.
All right, take care. Once again, you could find out more information about Laura's work and tune into her own podcast by visiting her website, Laura Wooster, WOOSTER.com. Laura, thanks so much for doing this. I know it's not easy to get to rapid fire, but we really appreciate it very much.
Sure.
Everybody, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week, and have a good evening and be safe.